Hey, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. And Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And also made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. We're joined by two friends of the station here, Eric Boras from Trail Mix. Eric.
Hi. Thanks
for
having
us.
Thanks
for coming in. And Jamie Weiss from the Juno Community Foundation. Jamie.
Good to see you, Andy.
How are you?
Good to
see you as well. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to be starting off. Let's talk about Trail Mix and all the cool things happening in Trail Mix. There's a kind of a big, cool announcement we want to talk
about.
There's
a pretty big, cool announcement we're going to talk about.
But,
yeah.
Let's talk about some other stuff first.
We'll start small and then we'll work up to it.
Okay. All right. This is big season for you. This is like you got crews out there. You're working all the time right now, right?
We got crews already on the ground, in the mud, building trails for the community. And, yeah, it's pretty great. I'll just
Chainsaws.
Helicopters and, wheelbarrows and axes and things. Yeah,
Eric gets a little bit flushed when you say chainsaws.
Chainsaws.
It wasn't the mud.
Yeah.
Chainsaws.
So, yeah, what are some of the projects you're working on?
Working on the Outer Point Trail. The beavers moved back in and flooded that again. So we're going to try and figure out a way to – we're trying to bridge over that area.
I saw that last year walking around.
Yeah.
They had already flooded out a big area.
Problem with beavers is they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we only work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week.
So they're out all the time.
Yeah. So they get a little ahead of us. So we're trying to work around that with the city of Juneau, like the Parks and Rec Department. We're going to try and bridge those areas, and it should be okay. We should be able to get it fixed this year. Working on the Horse Tram Trail, which is a trail that will connect the Eagle Valley Center to the Boy Scout Beach Trail.
Now, I've been on that trail, and that is a rough trail.
It's not really much of a trail these days. It's more of like a, you can see some old, it's a
corduroy kind of road stuff going up there.
It's cool.
You're really, bushwhacking.
Slogging through. So we're hardening that. We're putting in a lot of gravel. We'll make it an actual nice little loop in there. Excited about that. We're going to be going to Sitka to work on the Indian River Trail. We worked on it last year. Excited to go back and finish that one up. People know about that one, but
yeah,
it's kind of like their version of the Perseverance Trail. It's like a cool downtown, like easily accessible trail that gets you pretty far back into some spectacular areas. And then we're working on the Treadwell Ditch, and boy, are we working on it!
So that is a massive trail, obviously. Is it 14 miles? Is
14 miles, rough. Yeah.
And a big project and such a cool transect of Douglas Island.
Yeah.
And so, let's talk about the big news.
Yeah. So we're working with the Juno Community Foundation with, those people. We got do you want to take this one?
Yeah. No, I'll jump in. So Juno Community Foundation a couple of years ago started a Parks, Trails, and Recreation Fund, and we very early on went and talked to Trail Mix and said, we think we can help increase philanthropy in the community to support trail work. So they said, sounds great, and we talked about the Treadwell Ditch Trail as a priority. So we had already been working in that space of trying to raise funds to help Trail Mix do additional improvements. And then Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins one day said, by the way, do you know that you might have an opportunity to receive some funds through the Pittman Robertson Fund? So the short version here is we applied, and we ended up applying for a large amount of money so that the project could actually be finished. The renovation project of the entire trail could be completed within 5 years. So the announcement is it's a $660,000 grant that has been awarded to the community foundation. Trail Mix will be doing the work. And
there's a local component to that as well?
It's a 75-25% grant.
Right.
So 25% has to come from the community. So that's $220,000. 100 of that has already been chipped in by the city and borough of Juneau. So the community, the challenge is to raise $120,000 to actually see this project completed. So it's super exciting because Trail Mix has been working on this trail for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a top community priority.
And it's done a lot of work. I mean, there are bridges and all kinds of stuff.
And for anybody who's been up there and has seen the work they've done, it is super appealing to think about all 14 miles being that walkable, hikeable, accessible, and all those gullies and water areas with bridges. So it's very exciting. So the foundation's really happy to have been able to do this, working with Trail economics, and now we need to raise the $120,000. But that's a manageable amount, especially when you consider how much money we've actually brought to the community to support this project.
Kind of a dream come true for your organization,
I would think. It's been our top goal for a long time now, over a decade, and to actually like have it in one – like, because we've been chipping away, you know, a couple hundred thousand here, a thousand here, whatever. But to actually like this is the chunk of money that's actually going to get this done. And yeah, to have the Community Foundation do the heavy lifting there to bring it to Juneau is excellent. Yeah.
What's the plan on how the work would proceed, and what would be the kind of finish date that you'd hope for, that sort of stuff?
Roughly 5 years. Okay. We're going to focus on putting bridges in first, a lot of the smaller crossings, and there's a couple of larger crossings. Probably won't see anything major until sometime in August, because we got to order the bridges, because you know we can't just build them out of 2x4s. We want them to last, so they got to be treated by places down south.
Is some of the money able to be used for the kind of long-term maintenance of the trail as well, or is this money about like this gets the trail done, then the long-term maintenance is up still to the community and to trail mix?
Yeah, this is getting it done, but pretty much everything we're doing has a 30-year lifespan on it, so there shouldn't be that much maintenance. But we also want to like make sure we recognize the Forest Service was a big partner in this. The City of Edinburgh of Juneau is a big partner, and State Parks has also been working with it. So they're the ones that manage the lands that we are then going to be working on.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. And Fish and Game, that's actually money coming. Mm-hmm. It's federal funds, but it comes through the Department of Fish and Game. So you actually have like five different major partners involved with making this happen. So it's a great story in that here's a bunch of groups came together and kind of said, yeah, we think we can actually – if we're all willing to kind of cooperate here and pursue these funds, we can see them come to Juneau. So that's exactly what's happened.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you mentioned, that because I think both of your organizations are really known for that thing of working with multiple organizations, and you fit that place where there might be these different silos. You're able to kind of go, well, okay, I bet we could make this work together.
Yeah. So just cooperative agreements and just kind of getting it all penciled out so that everybody says, yeah, we can do this. Let's do this. So Eric's going to do it.
Yeah. Sorry, no,
Eric and crew.
It's not me. It's going to be the strong young backs.
Yes. Oil up the chainsaw and get moving.
It's real exciting. We just met yesterday to talk a little bit about this, and Ryan was saying, yeah, we're getting ready to order the first five bridges that are funded. And you just think, yeah, let's go do this.
That's really great.
Exciting. Yeah. Yep.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming and letting us know about it and telling us about it. Is there any way that people can get involved and kind of help out with what's going on with Trail Mix?
So if you want to help out with Trail Mix, you can become a member of Trail Mix. But the best way to help out with this Treadwell Ditch project is to donate to the Community Foundation's fund for the match that we need to continue this project.
So for a Community Foundation, you can have specified places where money can be earmarked.
Yeah. Yeah. So already people have been responding, which has been great. But go to our website. And you'll just see a donate button. I mean, you can read about it on the website for starters. But anyhow, there is a fund set up for this very purpose. So we are raising money. We're raising the match.
Yeah, great.
We're raising the match.
And it's so cool to think about that in fact is what it is. The money that's being donated is being quadrupled because it's a 25% part of the full 100% of the money.
Pretty extraordinary match opportunity
really
for
cool.
the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie and Eric, thanks so much for coming in, letting us know about it. It's exciting, and thanks for all the work that both of you guys do for our community and making our community a great place to live. We really appreciate it.
See you on the trail, Andy.
All right. Well, speaking of, coming up here is some bird note. Let's listen to some birds on the trail.